This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. So when you plan ahead, you have lots of options when it comes to a collapse and collapse supply lines. And I'm doing a deal right now with a friend of mine locally, and he is giving me 5,000 rounds of 9mm ammo, and I am giving him 8 Ranger buckets. Yeah, well, it's 4 sets of Ranger buckets, so it's 8 total buckets of food, and those 4 sets are valued at something like over $1,000. So basically, I'm trading food for ammunition. And the reason I can do that is, of course, because I've been sitting on a lot of food, well, and a lot of ammunition, I suppose, but I want to help this guy out and his family. They waited too late, and now they don't know if they can get the food, so I'm kind of doing it just to help him. It's not like I need another 5,000 rounds of 9mm ammo, you know, on top of the, I don't know how many rounds I already have, but whatever. You know, if I can help people out and do a trade like this, then I'm happy to do that. And it never hurts to have, I mean, you can never have too much ammo, right? So anyway, this is Mike Adams, pandemic.news, and it is Monday, March 16th. We're going to talk about barter here and the importance of having things to be able to barter. So barter is a good system of trade, and it's something that you can use, especially when supply lines crater, and it's something you can use locally, and it's something that no one can monitor or surveil. You know, the federal government has no clue that you're engaged in barter, and they probably don't need to know. You know what I mean? If you want to trade your neighbor something, then that's your right as a free citizen, as far as I'm concerned, right? You should have the right to engage in contract and barter. It's a basic God-given right. You're born with that right. But the question is, do you have things to barter with? And do your neighbors have things to barter with? So I'm anticipating pretty soon I'm going to have neighbors calling me, or kind of people that I know around the community, saying, hey, you have any spare, you know, fill in the blank? You have any spare iodine? You have any spare isopropyl alcohol? You have any spare this or that? And my answer to those people is, yeah, sure I do. What do you have to trade for it? And, you know, we'll find out what they have to trade. Some people might trade their services. So I already have people I know who are, you know, former special forces, former U.S. Marines, and so on, who are calling me and offering to trade services such as security services in exchange for food or shelter or place to, you know, place to camp out in a bug out situation. So yeah, I'm taking that trade. So I says, yep, you come on out and bring your trailer or your tent or whatever you got, and bring your AR-15 and bring, you know, at least 10 mags with some good ammo and your night vision. Come on out and you can run security, and we'll provide the food and the toilet paper and pretty much all the goji berries you can eat. So that's a trade that I'm making. Other people might trade supplies, like this one friend I mentioned who's given me 5,000 rounds of 9mm ammo in exchange for food. And again, the only reason I can do that is because I have an abundance of food. Now, I understand I'm in a unique situation given that we manufacture this food, but I still had to plan ahead to get this supply myself personally. I can't just walk into my own warehouse and just steal food off my shelves. You know what kind of chaos that causes in our inventory system? I can't do that. I have to pre-order from my own store and take delivery and take personal possession of products. And that's what I did for years. So I've got products from our store that I've been sitting on for quite some time, and that's what I'm bartering. So I'm not actually using the fact that I run a manufacturing facility as the infrastructure, you know, to make this barter right now. This is my own personal supply. I could have purchased it anywhere, but because I have so much food, I'm willing to make this trade. So think about the things that maybe you have excess of, or things that you can manufacture. Like, you can make colloidal silver. It's pretty easy to do. I'm still planning on putting out a video. I'm getting closer to doing that video. I'm sorry that it's so delayed, but of course we're in crazy times. But here's what you need. I'll give you the advanced word of what you need. You need silver wire, and you need 9-volt batteries, You're just going to connect 3 9-volt batteries together, and then you need alligator clips that go from the ends of the 9-volt batteries to the silver wire, and then you need to suspend that in deionized water, which is basically distilled water, and you need a slight amount of baking soda to add some ionization to the water in order to start the whole reaction. So that's it. If you want to start prepping for how to make colloidal silver, even before I have a video, just go buy those things. Silver wire, distilled water, alligator clips, and 9-volt batteries. I like the Energizer lithium 9-volt batteries that last 10 years. And by the way, making silver uses almost no electricity. These batteries last a super long time because you would think, oh, you need high voltage. No, actually not. You don't need really much amperage. So even though you might have 27 volts because you're connecting 3 batteries together, yes, that results in 27 volts. The amount of amperage that's going through those wires might only be 10 milliamps or 20 milliamps. I mean, it is a super small amount of amperage. So you're hardly tapping the batteries at all. You can make loads and loads of colloidal silver with just 3 batteries. And it hardly uses any silver either. So go out and get some silver wire. But the point is, you could make that stuff and barter it with people. You could grow herbs and barter them with people. You could grow sprouts if you have sprouting seeds, and you could trade sprouts with people. If you have a ranch, maybe you've got cattle, you could, I suppose, slaughter a cow and you could trade, you know, beef with people. That's obviously a commodity that most people want. So that's a pretty easy thing to realize would have inherent value. You know, I live in Texas, and all around us, we have cows walking around. It's like 500 hamburgers per cow or whatever walking around. I know it's weird to think of it that way, but that's what it is. You know, what do you have in terms of skills and supplies and even know-how? You know, if you've got medical skills, obviously you can barter that. If you're a firefighter or an emergency responder, or if you know first aid, if you know ditch medicine, how to stitch people up from wounds, how to repair firearms. This is a time for your skill set to shine. You can barter all kinds of things. Maybe you have a neighbor who's got, you know, 3 old shotguns, not sure if they work. And you could say something like, look, I know how to repair shotguns, and I will check them all out, and I'll get them lubed and up and running and sighted in for you. Well, I guess not much sighting in on a shotgun, but maybe you have some sights on it. I don't know. Maybe you have a red dot on top of your shotgun. That's possible. So you could sight that in, but whatever. You know, you just offer your services. I'll help you with your shotguns. And I need, you know, 12 cans of pork and beans or whatever it is you want to trade. So this is a time to have skills, and this is a time to have gear, and this is a time to actively, politely barter with people so that everybody, you know, barter actually creates a more efficient distribution of goods and services so that everybody benefits. Barter is the free market economy at its most fundamental level. So definitely engage in barter, definitely boost up your supplies that can be bartered, and definitely make an inventory of your skill set. You might know how to do things. I mean, it's springtime. Maybe you know how to grow potatoes, and a lot of people don't know how to grow potatoes, and potatoes provide a lot of calories. This is a good time to grow potatoes in buckets, no less. So maybe you're a bucket potato gardener guru, and you could figure that out and make that work. There's a lot of people that would love to have that right now, probably in your neighborhood, or if they don't realize it yet, they surely will in about 2 weeks. So think about barter and think about what you have to trade and start actively communicating with people. And by the way, I just bought like 6 high-end radios so I can give some radios to some of my neighbors and some of my just people at the warehouse, and we can communicate between the warehouse and the nearby properties and things like that. So I'm buying radios just to hand them out so people can communicate, you know, for security purposes and for maybe barter purposes as well. So it's a good time to have gear that can help people. This is how we all survive this lockdown that's coming. So Mike Adams here, pandemic.news. I'm the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Thank you for doing your part here to help America get through this difficult time. If you want to live, read pandemic.news. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited, It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.